Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 523 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, cross-examination. I noticed that Mr. Frank got off at 11:20 because I was looking at the clock. I was waiting the car for my son. I had already had lunch. I could not wait for him. He tried to get me over the phone but could not reach me. The reason I knew it was that time I was looking at my clock and noting the cars as they passed, and my son had not come yet. That was the only reason I would have noticed it. Redirect examination. My children on Memorial Day, instead of coming home at 12:20 or 12:30, came home at 11:30. Mrs. M.G. Michael, sworn for the defendant. I live in Athens. On April 26th, I was at 387 Washington Street at 2 o'clock at the residence of my sister, Mrs. Wolfsheimer. Mrs. Frank is my niece by marriage. I am no kin to Mr. Frank. I saw Mr. Frank about 2 o'clock on April 26th. He was going up Washington Street towards town when I first saw him. I remember it was about 2 o'clock because my son David was going to the matinee, and he had to leave there before 2, and he had just left a few minutes when I saw Mr. Frank. I was on the front porch when I saw him. He came up just to the front porch. He greeted me and asked me about my people at home. We carried on a casual conversation. I noticed nothing unusual about him. I noticed no scratches or marks or any nervousness about him. He walked up Washington Street to the corner of Glen and caught the Washington Saint going to town on Glen Street. My son Jerome, my nephew Julian Loeb, and my sister Mrs. Wolfsheimer were also there and saw him. Cross-examination. He had not seen me for several weeks. He didn't know I was in the city, and when he saw me there on the porch, he came over.